Doctors find cure for weight loss. This is LJ Lego reporting. Fitline, October 16th, 2007, Kansas City, Central America. Today, a local man, Mr. Jeffro Falchow, announced to the media that he has secretly been working on a cure to weight loss in his basement for several years. He has, as this reporter learned, finally come up with a cure. In his statement to the media, Mr. Falchow outlined his several failed cures, including bullets, bears, bromide, broth, brothers, bumps, backs, bumpers, burps, and bork bork. He later went on to comment on the fact that he now realizes that buying only the B section of Encyclopedia Britannica was probably a mistake. It is hard, dear reader, to publish a full statement from Mr. Falchow due to the fact that he would, on several occasions, break into song during the conversation. It did become clear, however, that he was both a rabid fan of Pink Floyd and that his research was sparked by suddenly losing weight after not eating for many days. This experience, which actually occurred over a period of time and at several points in time during 1995 and 1983, caused Jethro Falchow to pause, think, and, as we have previously discussed, buy the B section of Encyclopedia Britannica. Without grants from the government, formal training, a license, or most of an encyclopedia, Robert, as his friends have sometimes mistakenly called him, worked night after night. Sometimes he worked during the day, too, but that work was mostly as a bus driver and has nothing to do with weight loss. In fact, bus driving is what Mr. Falchow does to earn money, or at least he used to, before he became an international hero with his cure for weight loss, that is, and that, dear and faithful listener, is what the news story is about. However, before a good reporter divulges the crux of his report, he usually gives the listener something called background information. So I thought I'd try to do a little bit of that before jumping right into the deep end of this very interesting story. You see, the secret, if you can really consider anything spoken in a news report to be a secret, of Mr. Falchow's discovery is lard. And no, I don't mean eating Crisco out of ice cream cones, not that that would be a bad idea. However, in this case, Mr. Jethro has spent hundreds of minutes adding up to thousands of hours packing lard into pills. He calls his new pseudo-medication Lardium and sells it over the internet, mainly to his friends and family who pretend to be rich Chinese business people. Sadly, when this reporter broke that news to Mr. Falchow during the question and answer period, he refused to answer and instead broke out into an a cappella rendition of Rock and Roll Part 2 by Gary Glitter, and later went on to change the subject of conversation to the color magenta. Now, as you may have realized, the title of this story mentions doctors. Well, I have to come clean with you, reader. That was just a plot for your attention. There aren't really any doctors in this news item. In fact, there's a pretty marked lack of doctors in this story, especially because it is about what is quite possibly the largest healthcare breakthrough of our time. Therefore, I would like to take a moment to mention this doctor that I met the other night. His name is Timothy, and he's really good-looking, but that's not really got much to do with Mr. Jethro Falchow, and since there really isn't much more I could say about Mr. Falchow, I guess I'll just have to fax this story to my editor and hope that he prints it. Maybe he'll cut out this sentence and the sentence before it. This has been LJ Lego reporting.